This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Egypt-Suez Canal is still blocked. We still got a big, giant container ship causing a traffic jam. Now, that really wasn't that big a story a few days ago until people realized that their toilet paper shipment is now going to be affected. And in fact, we have a backup of tons of ships that might actually be sitting ducks for pirates, other bad things to happen. Ships are supposed to keep moving. And now you have millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars of supplies just sitting there in these big, huge boats with people late, right, to getting their shipment in. And probably not a lot of security. And they're sitting ducks. So what happened is on Tuesday, a 400-meter or 1,300-foot, 200,000-ton vessel ran aground on Tuesday because there were high winds and a sandstorm. Tugboats and dredgers have been trying to dislodge the boat called the Ever Given, and it's wedged diagonally across the waterway. Now, Joe Reynolds, chief engineer of the Maersk, Ohio, told the BBC that the number of vessels waiting at the canal's southern entrance has been growing exponentially. They say it's going to affect shipping schedules around the world. Now, specialist salvage companies have been brought in to help refloat the ship, and an advisor to Egypt's president has said he hopes the situation will be resolved within 2 to 3 days. Some people think that experts could take weeks if they believe it could take weeks if the only way to dislodge it is to make it lighter and remove some of the containers. Now, I didn't realize this, but 12% of our global trade passes through that canal. Connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea, provides the shortest sea link between Asia and Europe. And there is an alternative route, but you have to go around the Cape of Good Hope, which is the southern tip of Africa. It could take a couple more weeks. So this is a very frightening scenario because people, I don't know how it affects American toilet paper. Maybe they bring the toilet paper to Europe and then Europe ships toilet paper to us. You know, we're getting a lot of our supplies from China. So this is a big, big ship. And to me, the story is, how does wind make a 200,000-ton ship go aground? What kind of wind is that? I mean, I've seen hurricane and tornado winds lift up houses, but this is the size of a skyscraper. What kind of winds are we talking about? That scares me. If they could move and lodge a boat such as this. You know, right now, there's 10 tugboats, 2 dredger vessels, working to refloat the Ever Given. They're also trying to dig into the ground. They're trying to push. They're trying to pull. I always thought that it was the Suez Canal was a little narrow. I don't know how much bigger the Panama Canal is. So the Suez Canal, people always mix it too. Suez Canal is the one that's in Egypt. It's man-made, obviously, connecting the Mediterranean Sea to the Indian Ocean via the Red Sea. Enables this more direct route. And the waterway, was built in 1869. Well, it didn't start then, but it finished and was opened by 1869. Stretches 120 miles from Port Said on the Mediterranean Sea into Egypt, southward to the city of Suez, hence called the Suez Canal. Canal separates the bulk of Egypt from the Sinai Peninsula. Apparently, it took 10 years to build. And mind you, back in the 1850s, it makes sense. And it's owned and operated by the Suez Canal Authority, and its canal's use is intended to be open to ships of all countries, be it for purposes of commerce or war. And I don't know if that was always the case, but, according to History.com, interest in a marine route connecting the Mediterranean Sea and the Red Sea dates back to ancient times. Apparently, a series of small canals connecting the Nile River to the Red Sea were in use in about 2000 B.C., but people thought that they could never, directly connect the Mediterranean and the Red Sea just because there were different levels of altitude and all that. But they were able to figure it out. So they, I guess this was an idea that was spawned back in the 1830s. I love looking at history. And it was a French explorer and engineer, Lenant de Belfond, who apparently worked in Egypt, specialized in Egypt, or he knew how to manage the terrain and the altitude. So he performed a survey of the isthmus, I can't with my lisp, of Suez, confirmed that the Mediterranean and Red Seas were at the same level of altitude, which was like, no way, you're lying, show me the science. So a canal without locks could be built, construction was easier. By the 1850s, the Ottoman Empire was able to help oversee and move forward, and they were actually given, the company was given a 99-year lease over the waterway and surrounding area. Yeah, I wonder who took over then after that, and after 99 years. So, this is a cluster, an absolute cluster. Two more tugboats were being told are going to arrive by Sunday, because their boats need to get down there. I don't understand why you can't have on the land machinery that pulls one side over and pull, why can't somebody drill? I don't know. I understand physics and I understand that this is huge, but I think there's some forces and torque you could use on one side versus the other. But they need to figure this out because there is backup and these boats are at very high risk for piracy. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've heard from multiple students who are kind of mixed with this whole vaccine mandate that is being considered by a bunch of institutions. And some feel like they need to feel safe. They want to go back to campus. They want school to be like it was before COVID, vaccinate everybody. Others are very nervous about being forced to take a vaccine that they don't know a lot about and are nervous that they won't be able to go in and do labs and things like that. So what we know thus far is colleges got really hit hard during this pandemic. Colleges were not expecting what happened with the pandemic, where they would be forced to send students home. And when they send students home, students are like, I want my money back. If I can't have an in-person graduation, If I can't have celebrations of, you know, my graduation or match or whatever, if I can't be on campus for lab, why did I spend all that money? Not to mention, what did I spend all that money for? Security, parking, give me my money back. So colleges had to unfortunately grapple with huge complaints that they had charged tens of how many thousands of dollars to their students. And my nose is running, apologies, allergy season. And then if students weren't on campus, then they weren't eating at the local restaurant or at the pub. And so all these businesses surrounding the university suffered. So universities really got hit hard. Some of them applied for funding through the PPP. Some of these universities got millions of dollars and are fine. Others, they are still worried about future enrollment. So it is no surprise to me that a university, after being hit so hard, doesn't want that to happen again. So they want to say, hey, guys, we are a COVID-free facility, so to speak, because everybody's been vaccinated. All teachers had to be vaccinated. All students had to show proof of vaccine. So we don't have to close down again. Nobody wants to close down again. That's what we're seeing with restaurants and businesses. You know, there's a lot of debate on our constitutional rights, whether we could have a vaccine forced or not. You know, we do have a vaccine protocol for kids coming back to school, and it's something that's been overall accepted, not the most popular, but overall accepted and effective, you know, with preventing measles and polio and things like that. But when it comes to young people and COVID, they aren't still as hip on it. In fact, I think there was a poll, Pew Research Survey, that looked at how older individuals are more accepting of the vaccine than younger adults. And remember, these young kids are of that stage where, you know, maybe some might lean liberal or some might lean conservative, but they don't like being told what to do, you know, and they are always looking for government control, and they don't want to be controlled. And so I am concerned that many of the young people, if this does happen with colleges, will say, then you know what? I'm not going to school. Now, when you look at the Rutgers rule, so Rutgers University said, look, if you're coming on campus, you need to have a vaccine. However, you can have exemptions. If you show a medical exemption, if you show a religious exemption, right, we'll accept that. If you're going to be an online student, no need. Just stay online, stay off campus. So you would think, okay, that's pretty fair. That I don't really see that being, you know, too controversial. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many students come up with medical exemptions or religious exemptions. And you know, there are definite, you know, religious concerns that some people have with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because of the HEK-293 cells that were used that originated 50 years ago from an aborted fetus. But for the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, there'll be, you know, probably a lot of priests and rabbis, right, and sheikhs and people trying to figure out what they actually say to, you know, in the note saying, well, in our religion, you know, we can't use this vaccine. Most vaccines or most religions are okay with the mRNA vaccine. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Rutgers and what percentage of their student body that wants to come back on campus is going to say, look, I have a religious exemption or a medical exemption. Now, the medical exemptions are going to be tough. I know a lot of people have been asking me, what can they use as a medical exemption to get out of the vaccine? And mind you, I'm pro-vaccine, but I get that a lot of people are scared. And, you know, they hear cases of people dying after the vaccine, and they worry that they're going to be the one in a million that might. Even though none of these deaths the CDC have attributed to the vaccine, there's not a lot of trust right now in what's being told about the vaccine, so people freak out, and I get that. I get that. There's also a lot of misinformation. There's people saying that the COVID vaccine is going to cause cancer. We don't know that. So there's misinformation on all sides, and many people are like, look, let me just take my chances. Do I really have to inject something into my body? So I've been asked, what sort of medical conditions can exempt me? Well, according to the CDC, unless you've had anaphylaxis, a full-on severe reaction to the shot or to a component in the shot, if you're allergic to peanuts or shellfish or whatever, you should still be able to get the vaccine. So the CDC has already limited a lot of the reasons for people to not get the vaccine. Even Guillain-Barré, they say, look, even if you had Guillain-Barré, you could still get the vaccine. You might have to be watched. Your doctor might have to be ready. So you know, those that got Guillain-Barré from a flu shot, Guillain-Barré is where your immune system decides to attack you. The CDC is not going to interfere with somebody still wanting to get the vaccine. So your choice of medical conditions to get you exempt is not much. So when it comes to colleges and coming back to campus, there's a lot of students that are saying, I'll just do online. I don't need to go to campus. The problem is if you're in the sciences like I was, you need to go to lab. You need to go to campus. You need to be in the lab. You need to do your group studies. You need to do your research. And I really think you learn better in person. You know, it's interesting. My son is in engineering, and I thought he would love online school. Every day of online school, he still went to campus. He just couldn't study at home. He's like, I just need to feel like I'm at school. It just helps the information come in. You know, I noticed that with me, too. With me, with medical school is kind of rough, and I could study some things by myself, but I really need to be in a group. I needed to be around other people. You know, when I'm isolated, it just didn't stick. And hearing some other people reinterpret the data and, you know, saying, well, this is what I think, or this is how I remember that. So me and my friends would sit there and make little pictures and, you know, and like CAML, chronic myelogenous leukemia, I remember that it could affect the platelets. And there's the Philadelphia chromosome. And I remember this because I drew a CAML that had plates on its back, and the CAML was going to Philadelphia. So, you know, we were able to kind of put things together. So you do need to be around other people. So I do fear that as more colleges are going to be so scared of another lockdown, they're going to make rules of, guys, you can't come back without vaccine. And you have a lot of individuals who we've been trying to convince to go to college will say, you know what? No, I'm going to pass. So I don't know what the answer is. That's what I'm asking you. I mean, should colleges mandate vaccines, COVID vaccines? And then if that's the case, should they also then mandate flu? I mean, flu kills more adolescents and young adults than COVID does. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254. If COVID was massively unfortunately affecting, you know, the younger population. And mind you, I understand that 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds go to campus. I get that. I'm always on campus. Any opportunity I get to be at UNLV, you know, my old school, I'm like, I'm here. You know, my kid sees me there. Goes, Mom, what are you doing here? It's like, oh, man. I miss college. I loved college. I just do. I love campuses. I just have always loved school. You know, I mean, I'll study something and take a test just to keep my skills up. I'm weird like that. I just love being a student. I'm weird like that. But I'm vaccinated, so I can, you know, go and say, yeah, I'm vaccinated. But, you know, when you have a young population that hasn't really been affected by COVID that severely, will a campus be able to do that? Now, it's interesting because the campuses are considering it because they don't want to lose money like they did. And if I was an advisor and I'd say, look, maybe you want to take the temperature and take the pulse of your students first, because if people think that they have to get a vaccine to go to Rutgers or to go to any other university, they might say, you know what, I'll pass. So they might, you know, this in a way might cause them to actually lose money. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Alabama, and at least five people are dead after deadly tornadoes ripped through the state on Thursday. A number of twisters were reported, including in Birmingham, Alabama. Alabama resident Ginger Sims tells NBC News,
"Everything started shaking and rattling. I went right into the bathtub, covered myself up. And then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left."
Severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river. This is USA Radio News. The blockage of ships at the Suez Canal continues to grow after a Taiwanian-based cargo ship got stuck in the 120-mile-long man-made waterway that connects the Mediterranean Sea to the Red Sea. Concern now is that this could be disrupting the estimated 1.9 million barrels of oil per day that travel through the Suez Canal. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. He tells USA Radio News,
"If it's something that may take days or even weeks, we could be looking at crude oil flows disrupted through the Suez Canal, which would be potentially significant. Really depends on what happens to oil stocks between Europe and Asia. That's where the kink is."
Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed legislation that requires stronger voter identification requirements for absentee ballots and limits the use of ballot drop boxes. Kemp saying significant reforms in our state elections were needed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this was an interesting piece from CNN saying deported families at the border say they are shocked and confused because they don't see a lot of rhyme or reason of who gets to stay and who doesn't. So many of the migrants that were interviewed by CNN and about the border say that they're kind of stunned at how quickly they got kicked out of the country where he had hoped to find work and support his family. But they're also stunned at how some people get through. And some people want to make their case, and they can't. This kind of parallels American Idol. I don't know if you guys know how American Idol apparently panned out. There were a lot of people I knew that went to audition for American Idol, and everybody thought they got a chance to sing and then be able to be chosen to go and sing in front of the judges like Simon Cowell or Katy Perry and, Randy Jackson. And you would be in a group and you wouldn't even get your chance to sing. And you're like, I went all this way and you don't even hear me and you don't even, there's just too many people. And people were frustrated, like, but I made it this far. Can't I tell my story? So Carlos Cocoy said he's going to try to cross the Rio Grande again. He says returning to Guatemala isn't an option. He says they didn't let us through and I have to get through. He said, I am going to try to go back to the United States because things are more difficult in Guatemala. I have five children I have to support. Now, this is the question that I think we all have. This is not an easy topic, and I think the majority of us agree that there are people out there that need to be helped. And we want to help them. But to what degree is the U.S. responsible for helping all the people that need help in Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Brazil, Mexico? I mean, where's the UN? Where's some of these other agencies that can be there to help? Because the U.S. can't take everybody in. Samuel Antonio Sarmiento says he's determined to go back across the border with his son and try again. He said Biden's administration's repeating comments that now is not the time for migrants to travel apparently are not convincing, especially since, you know, a few months prior or during the campaign, he said he's going to open up the border. He said, I had to migrate because I was assaulted. The problem is President Joe Biden doesn't know the situation you're in. He said, I'd rather die here than return to Honduras. Ordelina de Leon Lopez said the U.S. border authorities treated us very badly. They didn't give us a chance to speak. She said if she had a chance to make her case, she would have told authorities that one of her daughters had been kidnapped in Guatemala and she fled the country after facing threats. She said the police there never helped me and I'm a single mother. I have three children to take care of. She said I came here thinking that they were going to give me support, but we were surprised to find out no, they rejected us. So who gave the impression to people that they would be able to come and be able to come in and, you know, get care and be protected? And is it because we've done it for so long that word got back? Is it because there were messages? Is it because there was a concerted effort to go, all right, guys, once Biden is in, everybody come? You know, I don't know. You know, you hear a lot of conspiracy theories. You see people in Biden shirts. I don't know what the heck is going on. But this is a huge problem because America doesn't want to, most Americans don't want to turn people away that need help. But we have Americans that don't have jobs either. We don't have health care for all Americans. We have homeless veterans. We have homeless people that are not, that haven't been fed, that the government has forgotten about. And so as much as we want to help these people, these single moms that help these kids, where's help from other countries? Why isn't Guatemala and Honduras taking care of their own? Why isn't anybody talking to the leaders going, guys, what the heck are you doing over there? Why is it on us? You know, America looks like the bad guy in all of this. Why is America the bad guy that people are abused and not taken care of in their home countries? Why aren't the home countries the bad guys? Belinda de Dios Lopez said, I came because Mr. Biden said he was going to give us for 100 days the opportunity to enter. So I guess the word was Biden would suspend deportations for 100 days. But he also said, told migrants not to come to the U.S., not now. She said he should be more humanitarian because we are all human and we need more humanity. Carmen Julia said she left Guatemala with her daughter in late February, turned herself into Border Patrol as soon as she arrived in the U.S. because she was advised that would improve her chances to be allowed to stay in the U.S. instead She was fingerprinted and returned to Mexico in less than 12 hours. She says, I have nothing at home, no house, no job, no future. Honduran Benay Ayala says he, his wife, and his 7-year-old were taken into custody by Border Patrol agents, probably returned to Mexico. Others in a group he was traveling with were allowed to stay. Why? Because their children were younger. He said, it's unfair. We can see that 5-year-old children could cross without the parents. 7-year-olds can't, but 7-year-olds are still children. So his child was 7, and they didn't. I don't know if it's even an age thing. I think some are pulling them in, some aren't. And at this point, there's just not enough facilities. The U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, or Border Protection, say they're operating under the public health order known as Title 42, which allows for the removal of immigrants crossing the border to avoid the spread of COVID-19. The agency says migrant parents traveling with children are not exempt from the restrictions, regardless of the child's age. So people are wanting more clarity on this rule. And, you know, there's not a lot of access with press. We don't get to see a lot of the facilities. I don't believe Joe Biden or Kamala Harris has been down there yet. He had said in his press conference that he doesn't want to go there because then he's the issue. That what he was saying is, and we've seen this so many times, where when there's a flooding or a hurricane, you know, the president doesn't always go there because they say that the work, most states and counties and cities say, please don't come, because the work that has to go into clearing it for a public official and making sure the security is in place is so burdening that they're like, honestly, can we just deal with what we're dealing with? We don't need photo ops right now. And so that's why President Trump was told many times to not come to areas that were hurricane affected. And Biden had said the same thing. Well, we're, you know, I don't want to be the issue. Well, that's not, I don't think that works for this. I think he still does need to actually see what's going on. You could be told and you could see pictures, but, you know, it's different. You need to see it. So Mexico, I mean, I don't know if they're being a good sport with this or, you know, but, you know, when Americans say, uh-uh. And Trump actually deputized Mexico to get involved and said, look, they're going to be your problem if you don't do something. And so Mexico had to then beef up their southern border. But again, it's hard for me to talk about that because I know these people are struggling. There are people, true, there are decoys. There are people probably used by the cartel and threatened to go to the border so they could be a distraction and cartel can use other areas of the fence that could be weak. But we do have people there that really want to flee. It's just, is it all America's responsibility? And where are the other countries, and why aren't there more help? 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, do you guys believe in UFOs? I mean, I never really believed in UFOs because, you know, when I was little, there were all these jokes and cartoons and, I don't know, people were kind of making fun of the concept that people would see these UFOs and they were, you know, bat poop crazy. I always thought there was other life in the universe. I never thought we were alone. But I just didn't see the whole spaceship with the alien with one eye. I just never believed that. Until I was older, and I lived in Vegas, and people said, you know, Area 51 has stuff from aliens. I'm like, really? And just no joke. They said, yep. And I've never been to Area 51, but man, it sure is protected. I've been near Air Force bases. There's multiple bases and military bases throughout the United States. But this one is awfully protected, which makes me think, okay, then you know what? Maybe there is. Maybe we do have something. And if we do have something, all right, well, let's know about it. Well, apparently, nobody ever talks to us about it. For decades, for years, nobody would disclose what's going on. I hate that, how people hide things from the public because they think the public's going to steal toilet paper and, you know, do whatever, like they did with COVID. But during President Trump's administration, they want the report to come out. And I believe he had made moves for the government to open up. So John Ratcliffe, the top intelligence official under former President Trump, explained that the forthcoming report, there is going to be a report, that will detail, quote, difficult to explain UFO sightings. And the report will outline a lot more sightings than have been made in public. And some of these have now been officially declassified. So in April 2020, the Pentagon officially released 3 short videos showing unidentified aerial phenomena. This came months after the U.S. Navy acknowledged that those videos appearing to show UFOs flying through the air were legit. So Ratcliffe had said, when we're talking about sightings, we're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy or Air Force pilots, that have been picked up by satellite imagery, that frankly engage in actions that are difficult to explain, movements that are hard to replicate, that we don't have the technology for, or traveling at speeds that, he says, you know, that exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom. Ratcliffe says they wanted to declassify the report during his time, but they were unable to get all the information ready. He says, we always look for an explanation. Weather can cause disturbances, visual disturbances. Sometimes we wonder whether or not our adversaries have technologies that are a little bit further down the road when we thought or that we realized. He said, but there are instances where we don't have good explanations for some of the things we've seen. So whenever there's a UFO and somebody cites something, one, we say that the person was high, okay, and then that doesn't work because they're like, look, give me a drug test, okay, I wasn't high. Then they say, well, you know what, it could be, you know, the way the image looked. Remember there were these pictures last week or 2 weeks ago of boats that were above the water? It looked like boats were hovering above the water, but it was just the way the light was reflected and the way the camera got the image that, you know, the boats were obviously in the water, but somehow the image made it appear they were floating in the sky. So there are optics and refractive errors and all sorts of stuff that can make things look different than they are. Or there could be misconstrued satellites or drones or things like that, and who knows, that are construed as a UFO when they're not. But when the military said, guys, we vetted it, I mean, we thought of every possibility, and we had experts look at this, then, you know, it might mean that there is something in our sightings. Now, in our either atmosphere or near our neck of the universe. So according to Ratcliffe, the sightings have been seen all around the world, with most being detected by more than just a pilot or one individual. So this Pentagon report is supposed to be released in June. I don't know if I want to read it. I get scared by the whole outer space type things. When they show Earth and then they zoom out and you realize that you're just a speck of dust in the universe, that just scares me, you know, because I like to think that, you know, God made us and, you know, he's protecting us and he is making sure that nothing happens to us. And he is, when you look at the universe, you're like, okay, he's busy. Right? If he's managing the whole universe and we're just one little baby speck, is he really hearing my prayers? I think he is, but. So the previously declassified videos of UFOs show the aircraft flying at alarming rates, performing unseemingly difficult maneuvers. And these are things that, you know, they believe could be other entities checking us out, or maybe their debris, I don't know. So I'm not really good with this whole space thing. So if you guys figure it out, clue me in. I'm just not very adept and good with that. Speaking of needing a clue and being adept, Joe Biden, I saw his press conference. It was very, very structured. The press conference, and I had told you, you know, little bits and pieces as it was being done. For the most part, it was, he had questions ready to go. He knew who were the reporters ahead of time, obviously. He knew he was going to call. You saw his crib notes. He had the faces of the reporters. It was very well structured, which to me, I think did him a disservice. Because when you follow a president like Trump, who's just like batting it out of the, you know, batting bullets coming at him. Like, okay, you know what? Are you going to give me another question like that, really? All right, you know what? Give me another question. What else do you got? You know, when you have somebody like that who is so off the cuff and able to... Now, sometimes Trump's answers weren't really that good. Sometimes you could see he was, you know, kind of, you know, hedging and stuff. But still, there was no fear. You didn't see fear in Trump's eyes. Saw that with Biden. Biden stumbled a few times, said he was in office for 120 years, was starting down a path of talking about something, and then he kind of forgot what he was saying, said, where am I? It just, again, didn't have that okay, don't mess with me sort of thing. And so, you know, I wasn't really looking for a show that, you know, had people just, that was the other thing, too, I noticed, that it looked like there were people in control of the microphone, and at any time could take away the microphone if the question was not, you know, what was prepped, or if they were going to do a gotcha question. And so, you know, for me, it's not that I wanted to see the gotcha questions. I want Biden to succeed. I want any of our current presidents to succeed because I don't want foreign entities to, you know, think that they could catch us with their pants down. I want us to be ready for anything. And I was really kind of hoping he would use that moment to, you know, shine and look strong. And, you know, he spoke to the camera and he raised his voice and he tried to use strong language and it just wasn't the same. So I'm not sure, you know, and I think he's in trouble, if you ask me. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92 $5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.